95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. The Morning Hog, it's happy hour. We know it, because that dude, Josh from SR Parrot, is right there. Joining his friends, Riggs and Steve, in drinking goodness. Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing.
What are you bringing? You brought some very interesting looking cans. Yeah. I don't even know. Like, I know a name, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I got some cool stuff today. I'm actually pretty excited.
I love this.
Well, let's hear about it.
So, do you remember Bell's Oberon?
Yes.
We were one of the only states in the entire country that got it year-round.
I love that.
Well, that's not the case anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Poacher.
So, unfortunately, Oberon now is a seasonal like it is in the rest of the country.
Okay.
However, we have hit Oberon season.
Oh.
So, we have it in stock.
All right.
It's out there in the market.
Okay.
And we're going to sample it today.
Excellent. Tell us the origin of Oberon, Josh.
Google it.
Get downstairs, Google.
What?
Steve, go ahead.
Serious?
Steve, what do you think Oberon means?
Oberon, I don't know. It sounds majestic. It sounds strong. It sounds beefy.
I think it's one of...
It sounds like thunder.
Why is he shaking his
fist? The summer solstice and all that good happy stuff.
I thought it had something to do with flightless birds in the Netherlands. That's just my guess.
Ooh, okay.
You know, something to think about.
No way.
Let's just taste it instead.
Mm. How about...
Ooh. Doesn't taste like a bird at all.
Smells really good. So good.
Oh. So it's an American wheat ale.
Yeah.
Clocks in at 5.8%.
Okay.
So doing the job, right?
Right.
But it's one of those classic Bell's flavors. Bell's been around for a very long time. So it's nice that, you know, it does suck that we don't get it year-round anymore. But the fact that we get it at all is fantastic.
So...
There.
Is a wheat ale, is this supposed to taste similar to an IPA with the hops?
You are getting some hop bitterness in there.
Okay.
But that wheat is going to be more on that back end and give it a little bit fuller flavor.
Right.
Kind of some balance and roundness.
It does have a full flavor.
Yeah.
You know? Because you think of 5%, fives, you're like, oh, it's going to be like kind of nice, thin. There's not a lot of complexity. There's complexity there.
Yeah, there's a large crowd out there that doesn't care for wheat beers.
Right.
But I think this is one of those beers that kind of crosses it. All planes.
I agree. Well, I think in a Morning Hog blindfold test, I would not have gone wheat beer.
Ooh.
First, I would not have immediately
guessed that.
That
would be an interesting show, yeah.
Well, I just think if you demand it, we might not do it. Maybe. I don't even know where you get a reliable blindfold, to be honest with you.
I've got about 7 or 8 in my drawer. I do.
I wish you had masks instead.
No one's going to ask, right? Okay, yeah. I'll just move on.
No, I'm...
All right, more Bell's flavors.
Yeah, I've already made the assumption.
What's next before the cops show up?
Yes. So that Oberon right now is available in 6-packs and draft in specific places. The draft is pretty limited for us.
Really?
So definitely check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srparrot.com/beerfinder. Found this one. Let me finish it.
Bingo.
Go to the next one.
So the next 4 beers are in the first time ever for us... Bell's Variety Pack.
I've never seen one.
Ooh, right.
Never seen one that.
So it's called the Hearted IPA Variety Pack. So all these beers have that two-hearted theme to it, I guess you could say.
Okay.
The first one up, I'm gonna do these by ABV order.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with their experimental IPA. I have no clue what that means.
Okay.
When I looked it up, it said experimental, yes.
Wow.
That was the description. So
I mean, straight up Bell's mystery.
Right.
So you've never tried this yourself?
I have not. So
wow.
A couple of these are exclusive to this variety pack, and one's going to be new. This one is exclusive to the variety pack, so you will not find it anywhere else.
Okay.
So definitely go out there and grab it.
Okay.
So this one is Change of Heart. Experimental IPA.
Okay. Excuse me.
Clocks in at 6.8%.
Mm. Change light body
one
color.
One might say a transplant is a change of heart. No.
Right?
Think about that. Think about that while you're tasting it.
Sharp nose.
Oh wow, that's got some bite.
Okay.
Maybe a little tropical thing in there. Okay, that's
really good.
That's a hot banger right
there. Yeah, it's a hot banger for sure.
Woo!
It has a lot going on too. It kind of changes a little bit on your palate as it goes through.
Yes.
Very nice. You get some citrus, but it finishes with that hop bitterness. So kinda is for the everyday IPA guy.
This is a Riggs,
right up your alley.
Riggs special.
That's right.
I love really this
good.
Mm. Damn. I'll tell you what, it's a mystery what's in that can, but call somebody dial Angela Lansbury and get her on the case right now because I think it's been solved.
I don't know who that is.
She's a
Murder She Wrote.
Murder She Wrote.
Hello.
Mystery. Yeah, hello. Come on, Josh.
The old typewriter?
I'm a millennial.
I don't want to.
What's a typewriter?
Yeah. Well, ask Steve how many typewriters he has.
I have 2.
Does the first one not work properly?
Yeah.
Neither one of them worked properly.
All right.
But there's a typewriter store that I need to take them to, so if they can be fixed, I'm going to fix them. And I'm going to use them.
Let's Google typewriter store and see how many we find.
Is this where we take the break?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh, the best our pride. And the flavors of Bells and typewriters.